escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues. Vach Lombardi joining us here in just a moment. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, by Rhino Shield, and by Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 5:30, LA Live at 5:40. Yeah, our hot seat is brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites. And sitting on that hot seat right now is our next guest, an absolute YouTube star. He's Brian's podcast partner. You heard him on the Cowboys draft show this year as well. It's Vach Lombardi here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, man, shouts out to y'all. Appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for having me on. Shouts out to all the fans listening right now. There are some people in the chat that don't like me. F them, but salute to everybody else. Shouts out to y'all.
Yeah, F those people.
I don't know. I don't know how everybody doesn't like you, man. Your show is amazing. You're so likable. You're a tremendous host, and the entertainment is off the charts. And congrats on hitting 100,000 subs, buddy. That's a huge number.
Hey, man, I've been doing it for a long time. And when you kind of do YouTube, you're a hobbyist. But when you hit 100,000 subs, oh, it's my job. It's my full-time gig now. So I get to say I'm a YouTuber, not just some dude without a job that does YouTube on the side, you know?
Yeah, I love that. It's the YouTuber, Vach Lombardi, with us. Big picture, 1 to 10, how much do you believe that this team is ready to take a step and go win playoff games?
Man, it's early, man. It's early. Got a new coach. New scheme, you know what I mean? Superstar that doesn't have his money just yet. Dak, you know, coming off of his hamstring being pulled off his bone and all that kind of stuff. We just got questions. We just got so many questions. Eagles week one, tough schedule. So I'm not ready to just jump out and say, oh, hell yeah, Super Bowl right now. There are some things to be hopeful about. If Mike McCarthy pissed you off at any point, Schottenheimer's doing the opposite of what he's doing. If wide receiver two bothered you at any point last year, boy, Pickens is much better than what that is. And, you know, if you had any problems about the defense and what they were looking like and, hey, why can't we take the ball over like we once did? I know it's early, but just some early notes at camp here. The defense has said, hey, we're going to take the football away. And we're going to go, hey, you know, you just can't say that you're going to take the football away. The offense has to give you the football. Well, 3 days in, they've taken the football away a bunch. We were talking to K-9 there. Kenneth Murray likes to be called K-9. And he said that Flew said that we need 40-plus turnovers to be good. Now, that's a lot of damn turnovers. But if you play how you practice, they're practiced like they're taking the ball away. So I got to believe them for now.
Vach, you and I are both trench purists, and that's why I love you. I know you've been keeping an eye on that offensive line. So what stood out to you with that group?
Let me just say this, Woolchuck. I've been watching nothing but trenches. You know, I just don't want to be the guy that's, pretending like I'm watching 90 people and I have a talking point about every single player. I think you miss guys like that. So I've been watching nothing but trenches. So I'm glad you said that. You know, Tyler Guyton is a guy that's a big question mark around here. You know, what's he looking like? You know, is he better than what he was last year? Damn, Tyler Guyton, Chuma Doga took your job last year. What's going on? Just questions. Pads haven't come on. I just want to be so clear saying that. It's not going to be official till we see those guys line up and thump people. But some of the things that Guyton was bad at, his hands, his feet, knowing where to put his hands and his feet, leaning too much, you know, posture. He's 6'7", so he has to get low without leaning forward. Just small technique things like that Tyler Guyton has gotten better at so far. Now, what we can do is say, okay, well, Tyler Guyton doesn't have pads on. The defense doesn't neither. Mm-hmm. So who's winning that exchange? Tyler Guyton is pretty much putting hands on everybody. Like if it's Sam Williams, if it's Marshawn Nealon, cool. Let's just put a note that Micah hasn't gotten his money. So when Micah comes back, then we're going to get a real evaluation from that. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, Trench Man, tell me about the matchup then inside between what have you seen with Booker and Oso Digizua going at each other?
So, Brian, me and you always, you know, talk about the 10-play rule. Right?
10-play rule.
If two guys are going against each other 10 plays, how many do you need to win to feel good about that exchange? If Oso Digizua whooped Tyler Booker 10 times out of 10, I got questions, right? This whole thing came from Tyron Smith and, you know, Randy Gregory.
Right.
If Randy beats Tyron 3 times out of 10, we can live with that. That means Tyron's good. That means Randy's trying. I was looking at the interior today. The interior whooped a lot of ass. I don't even know if I can say ass.
You're good, man.
So cool. They whooped a lot of ass today, right? So I'm focusing in on Booker and Osa, and they got a couple of them back to back. It's looking like 10 of them. It's been a lot of stalemating back and forth.
Yeah,
it's been,
that's what I thought.
It's
yep.
been Osa quick off the ball, maybe beating Booker, but Booker can recover.
Right.
Or Booker getting in place quickly.
Yeah.
Osa kind of having to redirect a little bit, right? So it's not just a whooping on both sides, right? It's like, okay, it's a competitive matchup. It's looking like 5 for 5 on both sides. Now, you could say, well, Vach, Booker's a rookie. Shouldn't Osa be winning more? Sure, but that just means Booker's whooping people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So either way to go, nobody's losing a whole bunch. Like Marshawn Nealon hasn't beat Tyler Guyton very much. You should be worried about that. Like in pass rush department, right? You can kind of think about that as a matchup thing. But to Brian's point, Osa and Booker, they're having one-on-one
matchups
there.
That's good to hear.
That's pretty good. Yeah. One more note about Booker, if you don't mind, Brian Bros, that, you know, there's this idea about rookie size, right? These guys coming out of college and they get to the league. You may be big in college, but when you get here and everybody's big, plus, like, we're pro-level big,
right.
You don't really, you know, blend in that much. Booker, he has year two size already.
He does.
You know what I mean?
He sure does.
So, BB, he's in his year two body right now. Guyton is in his year two body right now. Booker is their size in his year one body. Tyler Smith looks better than everybody, but just as a talking point on, hey, we got the Eagles week one. Do you think Booker's going to be big enough to go in there and hang with Davis and Carter, those guys? Size would not be the problem with him week one.
Vach, are they going to be able to stop the run without a true one tech?
Hey, man, we don't know. You know what I mean? We just have to cross our fingers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
I had to cross our fingers and hope. But as far as one tech goes, it doesn't look like the Cowboys are going to have a bunch of urgency with trying to bring in one tech help. Like, we look at one tech like a super emergency. They look at one tech like, okay, we'll put Solomon there sometimes. Mozzie will be there at one, and sometimes he'll go to three tech. Jay Toee is large. He hasn't played anything but one tech. That's fine. Also, to Perrion Winfrey, formerly from Oklahoma.
He got some snap in his hands.
Yeah.
Winfield, he does. He can extend on some guy. It was kind of interesting to watch him play a little bit undersized playing that one.
What makes me, the conclusion I can come to, Brian, is that we're not going to play a defense where your one tech has to be humongous all the time.
You're talking.
So Toea can be the I got to be 340-pound guy, right. But maybe they're going to go, okay, well, let's just be fast and A-gap.
Yeah,
let's,
you go.
Slant the fronts. Let's do gap exchanges, things like that. So now if that's your plan, then it kind of works out for us because Solomon Thomas, Mozzie as a I've lost weight kind of quick sideways dude, yeah. That'll kind of work out for you. But we're just going to have to wait to get those answers.
Watch Lombardi with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, Turpin, they've used in the backfield, but anybody else stepping up as a potential wide receiver three behind Pickens and Lamb so far in 3 days of practice?
I tell you what, and I was having a conversation with Derek Eagleson about this. We were just sitting over there chilling. And Derek was like, man, Mingo look good, huh? And I was like, yeah, he does. And the conversation led to, what do we do about Tolbert? And the first thing that came to my mind is, well, Tolbert's here, but Tolbert's like, this is contract year for Tolbert. I don't know if he's a contract guy, but you got two more years with Mingo. So if I'm the coaching staff, you say, well, Vaj, do you want to put more time into this dude that you have two more years with, or this guy that we don't even know if Tolbert's going to be here next year? Yeah. Then I would imagine that more of that time goes into Mingo. And mind you, when we're throwing the football to Mingo, Mingo's making the catches. Mingo's one of your better blocking guys out there, you know. So even if he's the what's our guy that used to go out there and block all the time?
Noah Brown.
Even if he's our like Noah Brown guy, cool. But the one thing I could say about Mingo is that he gives us something that's different from the rest of these guys, right? You don't want to just be so redundant with your wide receiver room. And Jalen Tolbert is basically a worse CeeDee Lamb, like a guy that you move all over the place. But if you had to put him somewhere, he's kind of a slot guy for real. Mingo gives you the I'll catch the ball and you're going to have a hard time tackling me physically guy. Like Lamb is the yak sideways, get upfield, big play. Pickens is the downfield guy, right? So if you're looking at keeping my wide receiver room different with not a lot of redundancies there, Mingo might be the guy that's stepping up. But hey, it's only been 3 days of practice. We need preseason games to really figure that out.
Partner, I'm going to ask you this one real quick, yes, too. I've been pleasantly surprised. I'm trying to say that.
Pleasantly
surprised by the tight ends.
Yeah. So as far as tight end goes, if you had any questions about Jake Ferguson, and it's funny, boy, whenever these contract years come, boy, people start playing good. People start running fast.
Yeah, they look good, healthy.
Hell yeah, Jake Ferguson.
Go make your money.
Man, Jake Ferguson is wiggly out there. He's catching everything. You know, he ain't dropping nothing, blocking well. So Jake's right back to being tight end one. I know there were some people that had questions about Jake. Will he, be back to being who he used to be? Jake had a down year last year. Well, your quarterback situation had a down year last year as well. So I can imagine as long as four is healthy, Jake is going to be healthy. But wide receiver two, tight end two is where it gets a little weird for you, because Luke, and look, shouts out to Shotty, you know, defending his guys. He said a lot of great things about Luke, but that don't mean he wouldn't have said better things about Brevin. Brevin's taking over tight end two.
Yes.
And the thing about Brevin.
But Schoonmaker's not playing bad.
Schoonmaker's cool, but Brevin is 270.
Exactly.
And he's catching the football.
You're right.
That's the thing about it. Like Brevin, if Brevin put on 20 pounds, he could be a left tackle for you.
Sure.
Right? So now he's the guy that you get to go, okay, cornerbacks, tackle this 270-pound tight end. And the only question we had about Brevin was, can he catch? Last year he wasn't catching all that great.
Right.
Brevin's catching most things now.
He is.
Brevin's toe tapping on the sideline now.
Yeah.
So you're taking away things that you might be worried about. Luke is cool, but just Brevin just beating the hell out of him. It is what it is.
Hearing CeeDee talk about Sam Williams yesterday and then reviewing his like rookie numbers per snap, he was one of the most efficient edge players in 2023. And then watching Ezra Rocker, what do you think of this edge room and how do you put it together? How do you fit it?
I think this edge room can be a top sack getting edge room in the league. And I know that sounds kind of homery of me, but think about 3 years ago, it was the Quinn defense and the Cowboys got 54 sacks and they were the second team in the league in sacks. Well, Michael was the number one guy. Tank Lawrence, who's not really a pass rusher, he was like your second guy. Dorrance Armstrong, who's not a pass rusher neither, for real, he got like 8.5 sacks. And last year he had 5, so that tells you what Dorrance really is. So you were able to be second in the league with your 2 and 3 guy being Dorrance Armstrong and Tank Lawrence. You know, Tank was a really good run player, but Tank wasn't blowing you away as a pass rusher. Well, now you have Micah as your one guy. You have Dante Fowler as a double-digit sack guy. Dante was on that last crew, but Dante just didn't get the reps. He just didn't get the looks. I would assume he's making money now. Dante is going to be getting those reps and those looks. And Donovan Ezeraku is early. It's incredibly early, but if he did anything in college, it's rush the passer.
Yeah.
It's 16 sacks. It was 20 tackles for loss, 60 pressures. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That is stupid. So even if he's not the rundown guy you want now, at least in your mind you can go, okay, well, they're going to find a way to triple Micah. They're going to put some kind of attention on Dante Fowler. So Donovan Azaraku, who is a natural pass rush guy, he's at least going to get one-on-ones with some miscellaneous offensive lineman. Right. So at least that'll be better. So basically what you're looking at is, can Donovan Azaraku be a better pass rusher than Dorrance Armstrong? Hell yeah, that's what he does. And when you watch him out here, he's a very savvy player. He pass rushes like a veteran right now. Maybe not a run defender like a veteran right now. He's still working on those things. But just as lining up and running past people, Donovan Azaraku is running past people right now. You know, in camp, you can get pressure, but they're still going to say, all right, Dak, just throw the ball anyway. So you're going to see Dak throwing passes. But a lot of these times, if you look at it, Donovan Azaraku would have gotten the sack in a real-life situation. Yeah. They just threw the ball anyway. So if he's your third guy, I think this pass rush group has the potential. It's early, pads ain't on, but it has the potential to be better than their group that was second in the league in sacks a couple years ago.
Vach Lombardi, thank you so much for your time. What's next for the channel?
Man, I'm going to sit around and wait for my YouTube button to come in, and I'm going to take some pictures with that, walk around with it, get some coffee with it, you know, bring it to DallasCowboys.com, show it off, and get back to work and see if I can get to 200,000 and do some work with Crown Global Media, see if we can get that YouTube channel to 100,000. It's me and Brian Broder, so I don't doubt it's going to take too long to do that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's already at 6,000. It's getting like 1,000 subs a day. Boom. Yeah. Ryan's out there high stepping.
It's all because of Vach Lombardi. I'm just grabbing on the shirt tails right now.
That is true, but we're going to work.
That is true.
We're going to work. We're going to focus. We're going to compete.
Well, congrats on your success, and thanks for your insights here about the team here at training camp.
Let me just say this, man. Humbly, respectfully, appreciate y'all for having me on. I know I'm kind of visible now, 100,000 subs, YouTube, watching all this, but I've been watching this show for a long time, you know, back with Jeff and all them guys was on this show. So I just been a fan of this thing for a minute. So it's an honor and a damn privilege to be on this mug. You're right? Salute.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah, we'll see you soon. I wish you were still out there next week. Vach Lombardi, yes, an incredible YouTube channel. I think he podcasts almost every night with Broadus, yes, right? And aren't you guys on every night, Brian?
Yep. Every night. Yeah. Every night, my man. He always accuses me of working too much, but he's up to the task. He's like, what time you want to go? We go. So
we need to get paid. Money tosses what matters.
Our coverage brought to you by the On Time Expert. Speaking of getting paid, plus Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar, and we're coming back to hit the expressway. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 5:30. Do we have a Terrence Steele update yet? We're back with that and more here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.